Well, frankly, I don't see any issue with Aaron Rodgers going on IR. My understanding is we communicated, followed the procedures and guidelines that you have to put a player on IR. So, from our perspective, there's no issue.
Got an update on Jason Spriggs,
Mark? Jason Spriggs, serious injury. When he gets back here Wednesday, we'll probably talk about the potential of him going through the procedures and following the rules to put a player on IR.
Obvious question.
That's just fair to Jason because I haven't talked to him about that, so I apologize, Jason.
Obvious question here, but just how big of a setback is this for a guy who played pretty well for you? And heck, I mean, who knows where he might be depth chart wise come September? You know, he's healthy.
Well, it's like all your players. You don't see him get hurt, and watching the tape again this morning, just got himself in a bad spot, and just when you're walking out on the field, you knew it was serious. So we just got to get what we need to. We're still going through the testing today to make sure everything's lined up, but start that rehab process. But as far as how long it's going to take, we're still working through all that.
How about Aaron Jones? Was that the same sort of deal as back in week six or whatever he got hurt?
Similar injury, the opposite knee. So,
hey Mike, are you still going to go with Brett Hundley next week at Detroit, or are you thinking about maybe looking at Joe?
Yes. No, I mean, Brett Hundley is he'll be our quarterback when we get back here on Tuesday. We'll function in a normal work week. Game plan for the coaches will be Tuesday, and then a normal 7-day work week for the players starting Wednesday. So, as far as my comments about the game, offensively disappointing. The thing that jumps out is always the fundamentals. Your opponent comes in and they handled the football better than we did. We had 7 drop balls. Brett's particular things that he needs to improve on. This decision making and some of the run, pass options. So, the third and fourth quarter, we had a lot of different people going out, particularly in the perimeter. So we didn't handle that very well. I'll tell you what, our offensive line played well. I was very pleased with the way they played. just was cautious there at first series with McCray going in to tackle and Lucas at right guard. But other than that, I thought they did some really good things. So we'll build off of that, and we'll get our plan set for Detroit. But, we got to be more detailed in the decision-making. You got to handle football. I mean, 7 drop balls against that defense, particularly the red zone ones and the ones that cost us first downs. We weren't able to overcome that.
Mike, when you have that many drops, people are looking for whether your guys are playing hard or not when you got nothing to play for. It looked like they played hard last night. Is that a focus thing? Is it an elements thing? Or is it an effort thing? Or what?
Well, I don't think drop balls is an effort. I've never ever, that's not my experience. I agree with you. They played hard. It was, confirmed again today going through the evaluation process. So, the energy was good. The field was, a challenge for both teams. I thought as the game went on, our footing was better. But, I just missed opportunities. There's plays there to be made that we did not make. So, the big play production, I think we had 2 runs, 2 big play runs and 2 big play passes, and that's based on the way they played. They gave us a lot more there's a lot more opportunities there for big plays, and we didn't convert them.
Speaking of a specific play, the red zone interception that Brett threw, it looked like, just watching it live, that Lance was open immediately, and then Brett threw it, obviously, too late. Is that a concern that a guy would make a mistake like that on his eighth start?
No, it's not a concern. It's a poor decision. I just saw an interception that a really good, great quarterback just threw. You know, that was a turn for a touchdown, and you know, it's football. You know, the other guys make plays too. There's a fundamental aspect to Brett's minus decision there. You correct that, but that's a critical error. Took points off the board. You know, obviously that at that point in the game it's always important to score, but that game was very balanced in the first half. You know, they got the field goal off of field position, and the poor punting ball placement, and then they had one long drive and they scored. We had the long drive and turned it over, so you have a pretty balanced football game going on there. So, yeah, obviously, when you do turn over down there, the impact of that's felt, it's a little heavier for your team. So, yeah, it's one play. It's a critical error in the game. Critical error is defined as a play that can change the course of a game, and those are the ones you have to eliminate, especially from the quarterback position.
Like the injury situation didn't help Brett either. He's already without Devontae, who's kind of his go-to guy, and you lose Richard and you lose Jordy. Are Jordy and Richard okay? Is there a concern level with those guys?
Jordy and Richard are going through the process of scans and so forth, so we'll have an update for you, I guess, when we'll be back here Tuesday, Wednesday. So, but they're still being looked at.
Mike, through the years, I don't think you have to make a decision on a quarterback in the middle of a game to pull a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But what's the criteria? What are if you're going to do it, why wasn't yesterday the opportunity to do it? What is your thinking on why you wouldn't at that point?
I'm not sure why you want to pull the quarterback. There's a lot more going on than just the quarterback. I mean, my critique of really what was going on in the game. I thought he competed at a very high level. That's important. So there was demand, and we should have had the ball ran a few more times, if to be critical of him. But really, other than the interception in the red zone, our issues were more other positions. I thought the drop balls were a big part of our inability to continue drives, because a number of them were, they were either big play opportunities or first downs. So I don't know how you put that all on your quarterback. I did not lose confidence in Brett during the course of the game, because obviously I'm right in the middle of what he's experienced. You lose Richard Rodgers, all your two tight end offense goes out the window. So, that could have helped us there, particularly in just the way they're fitting their force, safeties and so forth in the run game, and the things that you can do off of that. So, every game has challenges, no excuses, but he had to play uphill in some spots. But yeah, I was not considering a change. It didn't ever cross my mind.
You always say you don't want to be one injury away from being out of a personnel group. By having only two tight ends on the roster, aren't you constantly in that situation?
Well, you never want to be one player one injury away from being out of a primary personnel group in your game playing process. So when you have two on the roster, you just don't make it a primary. But just the way they can choose to play the game also, So, yeah, it didn't cost us a game. So, injuries are, a lot harder to overcome in a game as opposed to, when you have the week to prepare. So, and just going back to, Brett Hundley, he was challenged, needs to play better, probably, one of his lowest grades, of this year, but there's a lot more going on around him. So, outside of the offensive line, I thought Jamal played well. No one else played very well.
You end up playing a bunch of young guys, a lot of snaps, guys like Pipkins and Clark. Would you kind of like to do that on Sunday?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to do that on Sunday against Detroit? Get some extended.
I'll focus on one in the game. Preseason's long gone for me. I have zero interest in trying to get out there and throw a guy a bone and get him a couple reps because it's the end of the year. I mean, that does nothing for me. That's not the way you coach a team. We sit down Tuesday. We're gonna look, and I'm more focused on, you know, hopefully we have 46 healthy guys so we can build our plan. So I think Pickens did some really good things. Thought he played well, and with that, he's earned opportunities to, you know, that will be presented to him when we get together game planning. So Reggie Gilbert, I mean, look at him, look what he did in his first game. So he's going to have more opportunities this week. We you know, our focus is to beat Detroit. And yeah, I'm not into the tryouts, you know, where preseason's long gone.
Yeah, I guess with that said, I mean, because you kind of forced to play those guys, you actually found out some good things about them. But then you don't want to go further down that road by giving more guys just to see what they can do when it really counts.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm caught up on how you're verbalizing here. I mean, what do you mean, see? I mean, they're on the 53-man roster. If you're on a 53-man roster, you got to be prepared to play on a 46. So we're probably going to have 46, 47, 48 healthy guys. So whatever we feel those guys can contribute to beating the Lions, that'll be their role.
Any more, please? Mike, I don't think we got a chance to ask about Demaryius because he got hurt the day before the game. What happened there? Is it serious? Or?
He has a knee. Was dealing with it all week and was not cleared by the medical staff.
Mike, are you, obviously it's frustrating when you don't score. Are you pretty good at leaving work here? I mean, you're going to go home. I'm guessing you have a house full of people for Christmas. Do you stew over this at all, or are you able to put it aside and go spend time with your family?
Oh, you have to. There's a personal side to everything you do in life and a professional. Yeah, this is we had a rough day at the office last night, but, you know, the holidays are very important. Your time with your family is precious, so, you know, I will definitely enjoy that and, you know, take a deep breath before I leave here. Yes, I mean, it's you think about these things, whether, you know, this league, this game, this profession, I don't know what the right word is. I mean, it occupies a lot of your time, not only just how much time you're here at work, but your thought process. It's a very selfish profession that we choose, and the sacrifices that your families make, it will not ruin Christmas. You know, I can promise you that. But the car rides home, the time in the shower, you know, the walk with the new dog, you know, I should be thinking about my family, but we're going through rough patch right now, so. Merry Christmas, Jason, and everybody else. Is there any other feel-good questions here? I'm about ready to cry.
Mike, one more thing. Kenny Clark.
Kenny played very well. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well,
yeah.
I was just saying, where have you seen the biggest improvement in his?
You know, really, he started off strong. I mean, I think Kenny came right out of the blocks playing good football this year, probably building off of how he finished last year. So, you know, he just had to, you know, he had the setback there in Baltimore. Took him a game or two to get back to playing at the level that, you know, he played last night. So I think Kenny Clark's having an outstanding year. He's been very consistent. Him and Dean Lowry, you know, we have struggled with the screen pass, you know, particularly throughout the year, and those guys did a heck of a job last night. So we're getting better.
Thank you.